And the pasuk continues by Sheni, pasuk Yudalad, Ele Rosh Eves Havosam. These are the heads of their father's house. The pasuk starts from Shevet Ruvain and goes through the Yichas of Ruvain, Shimon, and then the main point to Levi. Bnei Ruvain, the children of Ruvain, Bechor Yisrael, who was the Bechor of Yaakov, Chanoich, Ufalu, Chetron, and Charmi, Ele, these are Mishpachos Ruvain. These children are from Shevet Ruvain. Bnei Shimon and the children of Shimon, Yemuel was Yemuel, Yamin and Yamin, Ohad, Yachin and Seichar, Shaul ben Aknanis, Shaul the son of the Knanis, Shaul was the son of Dina. Shimon married Dina and had Shaul, and Dina was called the Knanis because she was Nivala Leknanis, because she had relations with Shechem, who was a Knani, and that's who Shaul ben Aknanis was. Shaul the son of Shimon and Dina. Ela Mishpachas Shimon. These are the children, and these are the Mishpachas of Shimon. As Rashi explains, the whole reason why he goes through the Yichas of Reuben and Shimon is only in order to get to Levi. And that's why it says Ve'ela Shemois, and these are the names of Bnei Levi, which it did not say by Reuben, where it just says Bnei Reuben, and Shimon it says Bnei Shimon. The Pasuk starts off in Pasuk Tezayin, Ve'ela Shemois Bnei Levi, because this is the Iker. These are the names of the children of Levi L'Sol Doisa, according to the order they were born. Gershon, Kasim, Merari. The three sons of Levi were Gershon, Kasim, Merari. Ushnei Chayi Levi, and the years of the life of Levi was Sheva Ushleishim U'ma'ashana. Levi lived 137 years. Rashi explains the reason why the Torah is noting how long Levi lived is because the Sheba Mitzrayim did not start until all the Shvatim passed away. And since Levi was the last of the Shvatim to die, therefore the Torah records how long he lived to let us know how long the actual Shibud in Mitzrayim was. And if you figure it out, Levi living 137 years, the actual Shibud in Mitzrayim was 116 years. And from here we see four very important numbers concerning how long they were in Mitzrayim. The number 400 that was said by the Bris Ben Absarim, Rashi explains in other places, is referring to the time from when Yitzchak was born. From the time Yitzchak was born, when the Aves had a din of Gerim, that was 400 years till they went out of Mitzrayim. 210 years was the actual years that they were in Mitzrayim, from the time Yaakov went down with the Shivim Nefesh until they left. There's another level of 193 years, as Rashi said in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, that Mishmeis Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov died, Nistabu Einayim Velibam Shel Yisrael Mitzaras HaShibud. The Yidden's eyes and hearts were closed from the Tzaras HaShibud. There was a level of an added Shibud after Yaakov died, which was 17 years later, which would be 193 years before they left Mitzrayim. And now we say that from the time Levi died, was the actual Shibud of 116 years. Bnei Gershon, the children of Gershon, were Livni v'Shimi l'mishpachaisam, Livni and Shimi according to their families. Ubnei Kahas, and the children of Kahas, Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, and Uziel. Ushnei Chayi Kahas, and the years of the life of Kahas, was Shalish Ushleishim u'ma'ashana, 133 years. And the third son of Levi was Merari, Ubnei Merari, Machli, Umushi. The children of Merari were Machli and Mushi. Ela, these are Mishpachais HaLevi l'Soldaisam, the family of Levi according to the order of the way they were born. So we said Kahas had four children, Amram, Yitzhar, Chevron, and Uziel. So now the pasuk discusses Amram's family. Vayikach Amram, and Amram took as Yocheved doidosai loy leisha. He took Yocheved, his aunt, for a wife. Vateled loy, and she bore him as Aaron ves Moshe. Aaron and Moshe. Question arises, how was Amram able to marry his aunt? We know that the Ovois, and obviously Amram also kept Kol HaTorah Kula, so how is he able to marry his aunt, which is an Isser Erva? And some of Farshim explain, the Ramban explains, that the Ovois and others like the Ovois only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. That is why Yaakov was able to marry two sisters, Rachel and Leah, in Chutz La'aretz, in Paddan Aram. Here also, Amram married Yocheved in Mitzrayim, and therefore it was not an Isser Erva. Others learn Pshat that it was not an Isser Erva for another reason, because Amram and his aunt Yocheved were only aunt and nephew from one father, but not from one mother, because Levi had two wives. With one wife he had Kahas, and with another wife he had Yocheved. Since the relationship was only from one father and not from one mother, and the Ben Noach is mutter with a relation from a father which is not also from a mother, therefore there was no Isser on Amram to marry Yocheved. And the pasuk continues, "Vatelad lo yasarim ves Moshe." Yocheved and Amram had Aaron and then Moshe 3 years apart. Ushnei chayei Amram, and the life, the years of the life of Amram, sheva ushaloshim umaashana, were 137 years. Rashi explains that the reason why the pasuk in pasuk Yud Ches tells us the years of Kohos, and the pasuk Chav tells us the years of Amram, is to show us that the 400 years that were said by Bris ben Absarim, that there will be in Mitzrayim 400 years, it does not mean in Mitzrayim, but it means in Mitzrayim and in other lands, because in Mitzrayim itself they were only 210. A riot to that is because Kohos was part of the 70 that went down to Mitzrayim, and if you count all his years, which were 133, and all the years of Amram, like it says in Pasuk Chaf, which was 137, and 80 of Moshe, which was the age when he went out of Mitzrayim, all you end up with is 350, which is not 400. And that is with counting all their years, even though their years are overlapping one in the next. So it must be that 400 is not only in Mitzrayim. Uvnei Yitzhar, and the children of Yitzhar, Amram's brother, was Kairach, Nefeg, and Zichri. Uvnei Uziel, Mishael, Eltzafan, and Sisri. And the children of Uziel were Mishael, Eltzafan, and Sisri. And the Rashbam asks, why does the Torah skip Chevron? It says the children of Amram, the children of Yitzhar, and the children of Uziel, but not of Chevron. And he answers that the Torah only mentions the children that are mentioned in other places in the Torah. And since Amram's children, Moshe and Aharon, are mentioned, Yitzhar's children, Korach, is mentioned later on in Parshas Korach. And Uziel's children are Mishael and Eltzafan, which were also mentioned by the death of Nadav Aviv. Therefore, it mentions those children. But since the children of Chevron are not mentioned anywhere else in the Torah, therefore the Torah does not mention them over here. And Aaron married Elisheva, the daughter of Aminadab, who this girl was, Elisheva was, the sister of Nachshon ben Aminadab. Lo'Elisha, he took her for a wife, and she bore to him Nadav, Aviyu, Elazar, and Isamar. Rashi says that the reason why the Torah says that Elisheva was the sister of Nachshon is to teach us that when a person gets married, he should always check into the girl's brother, because their children will be similar to the girl's brother, like the Gemara says in Baba Basra. Something to think about on this pasuk is that over here Rashi says that the reason why it says Achois Nachshon is to teach us that one should check out the brother. There are other places where the Torah uses a lashon of Achois, that somebody was a sister of this and this person. When Esav took a third wife in Sefer Bereishis Perek Chav Ches pasuk Tes, it says the pasuk says, Vayelech Esav el Yishmol, Vayikach es Mochlas Bas Yishmol. Esav married Mochlas, the daughter of Yishmol, Achois Nevoyos, the sister of Nevoyos. Over there Rashi says that the reason why it says that Mochlas' brother was Nevoyos was because Yishmol died and Nevoyos married her off. There we see another pshat in why it says Achois, that she was the sister of somebody else. Also, we find in Parshas Toldos concerning Rivka, that Rivka was Achois Lavan Ha'arami, the sister of Lavan Ha'arami, in Perek Hafei, Pasuk Yotes. And over there Rashi says, to teach us that even though her father was a Rasha and her brother was a Rasha, she did not learn from their ways. Each time, Rashi saying a different pshat. Ayin Shom. And Pasuk Chav Dalet continues, Vnei Korach, and the children of Korach were Asir and Elkanah and Avi Yosef. Reason, like we said before, for mentioning the children of Korach is because Korach's children are mentioned further on in the Torah. Uvnei Korach lo mesu. The children of Korach did not die when the earth swallowed them up. Eile mishpachos ha-Korachi. These are the children of Korach. Elazar ben Aharon. And Elazar, the son of Aharon, Aaron's third son, Lokach Loi, took for himself Mibinois Putiel lo Isha, from the daughters of Putiel for a wife. This girl, this wife that Elazar married, was from the family of Yisroi. Yisroi is known as Putiel because he was Pitei Magolim Lavodizara. He stuffed up calves for Lavodizara. And also, she was also from the family of Yosef Shepitpet B'Yisroi, that was able to overcome his Yetzahara. Since Putiel is written with a Yud, and Yud usually means that it's plural, there are two reasons why she was known as Putiel, Mibnos Putiel. One was because of her family ancestry through Yisroi, and the other because of Yosef. Atelah is Pinchas, and Elazar and this Bnei's Putiel had Pinchas. Ela, these are Rashi Avois Halavim L'Mishpachaisam, the heads of the fathers of the Levim according to their Mishpach. So now the Pasuk ended the lineage of Moshe and Aharon. When one reads these Pesukim, one can wonder why Pesukim only mention the children of Aharon, but do not mention at all the children of Moshe. And this is not the only place where this happens. If one looks in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk says, Ve'ela told us Aharon and Moshe. And the Pasuk just mentions Ve'ela Shemos B'nei Aharon and doesn't go into the children of Moshe. And we find also in Parshas Pinchas, where Moshe says that he asks that Hashem should allow his children to lead Klal Yisrael. And Hashem says only Yeshua will lead Klal Yisrael and not them. So we see a few times that the coverage of Moshe's children are not really mentioned in the Torah. And one has to wonder why Taka it was like that. And the Pasuk continues, Hu Aaron and Moshe. These children, Aaron and Moshe, who were born to Yocheved and Amram, are the same Aaron and Moshe, Asher Omar Hashem Lohem, that Hashem said to them, Haitziu es b'nei Yisrael, take the Yidden out, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, from the land of Mitzrayim, Al Tzivoysam, with their legions, each shaved by themselves. Haim, they were the ones that were commanded, they were the ones that did it. Hamadabim al-Pari Melech Mitzrayim, they spoke to Pari, the king of Mitzrayim, Lahoitzi es b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, Hu Moshe v'Aaron, this is Moshe and Aharon. And Rashi comments that we see in Pasuk Chavov, it says Aaron before Moshe, and in Pasuk Chav Zayin, it says Moshe before Aharon. And Rashi says, because this teaches us Sheshkulim Heim, that they were equal. And the Mefarshim ask, how can we say that Moshe and Aharon are equal? We know that there was never a Navi like Moshe. So how can we say that Aharon and Moshe were Shkulim? But Moshe Feinstein says a pshat, that a person on this world has a tafkid. Every person has his own tafkid, his own capability, what he can do. And if a person reaches that capability, he reached the highest goal that he was put on this world for. Moshe, by being the greatest Navi, reached his tafkid, and Aaron, on his own level, reached his tafkid. Therefore, they were both considered shekulim. They were equal, because each one became the best that they were put on this world to be. And therefore, we can say about anybody that they can also be shekul k'moshe v'Aharon if they reached their own tafkid. And now the pasuk ended the lineage of Moshe and Aharon, and since it was mafsik in the inyan, the pasuk goes backwards to remind you of where the pasuk was up to before, by Sheni. And the pasuk says, "Vayehi b'yom diber Hashem al Moshe." It was on the day that Hashem spoke to Moshe be'eretz Mitzrayim. And what happened?